Hi, my name is Sylvia Stone. I'm the communications manager at Omaha Performing Arts, and I am thrilled to announce our 24-25 Broadway season. Six shows that are new to Nebraska, three that are directly from Broadway, like this is their first tour, and two returns that are backed by popular demand. So starting off our lineup, we have Funny Girl from November 12th through 17th, which is the iconic story of Fanny Bryce. And it's one that I think a lot of people are familiar with. People are really excited about the revival on Broadway. So we're really excited to bring it here and have it kick off our Broadway season. And then perfect for the holiday season, we have Peter Pan that will be here December 3rd through 8th. One thing that's really exciting about this performance is that the show has been brought back to life through producer Larissa Fasthorse, kind of rewriting it to be welcoming for all audiences. And then the only play on our season, we always bring in great musicals, but we're really excited to bring in a play. We're actually going to have Clue, a new comedy that will be January 7th through 12th, and it's based on the iconic board game. So you don't know if it'll be Miss Scarlet in the library with the candlestick or Colonel Mustard with the rope in the study. So another one that we're really excited to have come here is Kimberly Akimbo, which if you are not a deep Broadway fan, you might not be as familiar with, but it actually got Best Musical at the Tonys this year. And that is the story of Kimberly. She's 16. She has a disability that has caused her to age rapidly. The life expectancy of her disease is 16, and she moves to a new town with her family in New Jersey. And so she's navigating this genetic condition while also being a typical 16-year-old. And then March 25th through 30th, we'll have Some Like It Hot. It won 4 Tony Awards, including Best Choreography, Best Costumes, the Grammy actually for Best Musical Theater Album, based on the movie that starred Marilyn Monroe. It's set in Chicago, Prohibition times. Story of two musicians who are forced to flee the Windy City after witnessing a mob hit. Then May 7th through 18th, we have Hamilton coming back. I think Hamilton is a cultural phenomenon. It captivates audiences. You can go to the theater. I don't know how many times I've personally seen it. I'm excited to see it again. It's one that you catch something different every time you see it. And then we're ending our season with MJ, the musical, June 10th through the 15th. And that one has all the iconic music and dance moves of Michael Jackson. The show is centered around the making of the 1992 Dangerous World Tour. It really tells an inside look at Michael Jackson, just like beyond the music. And then the add-on that we're bringing back is actually going to be Hadestown, March 14th through 16th. And that's another Tony winning best musical, but it's also a fan favorite. And I think people will be really excited to see it come back. And the story of Orpheus and Eurydice and Hades and Persephone. And there's something truly beautiful about that musical. So if you are excited about any and all of these Broadway shows adding on Hadestown, we still have season subscriptions available before individual tickets go on sale. You can go to o-pa.org/season tickets for a full look at the season and a full breakdown of our subscription levels.